Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I grew up, I liked the boy toys. I wasn't a tomboy. It's just I thought the boys were playing with cooler stuff. And so we had Barbies in the house. And I remember we were looking to see if they had boobies. And I think there was a Ken doll. And we looked to see, you know, what Ken had. And it was very confusing as a child because Ken looked nothing like my dad. or my brothers. And I'm like, you know, you guys aren't right. Something's wrong with you. Okay, you have a third leg. Ken doesn't. But I just didn't really like to play with dolls because I wasn't that creative. And I didn't, you know, I didn't get the whole role playing. Well, I'm going to be Barbie. I just wanted to ride my big wheel or play my Light Bright or my Mr. Mouth or eat my Cocoa Crisps and Lucky Charms. So that's all I remember being a kid and watching Sesame Street. Well, Barbie, one of the reasons why I probably didn't appeal, or Barbie didn't appeal to me, is Barbie was this beautiful, blonde, long-legged, exotic figure. And I'm like, okay, well, that doesn't look like me. It doesn't look like me. And my legs are never going to be that long or that well-shaped. And so I just always thought, well, Barbie is supposed to be what some people want to look like, and that's not me. Well, Barbie has changed. Barbie has now evolved to be more diverse. And if you look at the array of Barbie dolls, pretty cool. They have a Down syndrome Barbie. They have a vitiligo Barbie, where individuals lose pigment of their skin. And so there's kids that don't have uniform pigment of their skin. There's Barbie dolls now that they can relate to. There are Barbies who have disabilities, prosthetic legs, and I think that's very cool, and I really commend Barbie for doing that. But as we try to be progressive, we can sometimes put ourselves back a few decades, and Barbie may be getting themselves into a little bit of trouble. Now, I think their heart is in the right place, and I commend them for what they're doing, but they've come up with a Down syndrome Barbie. Very cool. Support that. I think that's awesome. But the Down syndrome Barbie has a full head of long hair. A lot of individuals with Down syndrome don't have hair or can't produce hair. And so, you know, does the Down syndrome Barbie, which is beautiful, and Down syndrome individuals are beautiful, but did they represent Down syndrome? Some Down syndrome children just don't have hair. And so Barbie could find themselves getting themselves into a little bit of a pickle where they are representing or they are coming up with an image of what a Down syndrome Barbie should look like. And if a Down syndrome child doesn't feel they look like that, that could possibly do harm. Now, again, I think Barbie's heart is in the right place. I think what the company is doing is very, very cool. But they might be just getting themselves into a slew of controversy the more they try to look like they're being inclusive. Their vitiligo dolls, very cool that they're doing that, but many individuals with vitiligo don't just have the two or three spots. You know, it's a lot more, you know, are they going to have a neurofibromatosis Barbie? Are they going to have a cleft lip Barbie? Are they going to have, I mean, you know, for me, the type of Barbie I would need to represent me would be a Barbie that was very constipated. you know, a Barbie that had irritable bowel. I would need an irritable bowel Barbie. It's okay. I don't play with Barbie, so I don't need that. Maybe a menopausal. Growing up, if they really wanted to make a Barbie that represented me, it would need to be a dysmenorrhea Barbie. A Barbie that had really bad periods and period pain. Maybe an endometriosis Barbie would also appeal to a lot of us. So, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but there's if they're going to move towards, you know, we want to include everybody, they're going to have to be a little more careful about which, how they represent. The Down syndrome Barbie is very, very cool that they did that. And again, I'm not criticizing them for that, but they might be getting themselves into a little bit of trouble because many Down syndrome children or Down syndrome individuals are not going to have that type of hair. And when you look at the Down syndrome Barbie, exotic and with the dress and the fashion and all that, and it's you know, many individuals are like, but I can't buy clothes like that. I can't, you know, if I don't look like that, then and so it's one of these things where while Barbie is trying to be progressive and help. And you know, having had Down syndrome patients who were beautiful as can be, if they don't feel the Barbie represents them, that could be a problem. So where does Barbie go from here? The original Barbie brand was supposed to be this blonde bombshell, and then Ken, with his, what is it, an ascot? What do you call it, with the scarf around the neck or something? It was very, and I don't, I think they, it was trying to be this sort of, almost like with Scooby-Doo, where you had Daphne and Fred. I don't know. They were supposed to be this couple that was, I don't know, model-esque. So when somebody says they're a Barbie, that has that brand. But as Barbie wants to represent all of us, like somebody that looks like me, they're not going to sell a doll that looks like me. That's not their brand. So is Barbie changing the brand where we are the dolls of everybody? We are going to be, they actually have full-figured. They have dolls of different races that have different body types. One doll has a bigger tushy. Okay, well, that's nice to include us bigger tushy people, but are they stereotyping certain people that way? So Barbie has to be very, very careful. And right now, I think Barbie has a pass because their heart is in the right place. But my worry is people are going to start to criticize and go, okay, you're not really representing who you're trying to represent in this. And they could possibly get themselves in trouble, let alone not sell the dolls. But honestly, if you guys do have a, you know, droopy breast, irritable bowel, constipated menopausal Barbie, I might consider putting that in my house. I might buy one. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that a lot of us do religiously is shave. And I've been asked by patients periodically throughout my career, what if they don't want to shave? Do they have to shave? And I've always told them shaving is not something that's medically necessary. It's medically necessary when we don't want to operate and we need to have a clean area and try to make the area as sterile as possible. The surface area of hair offers too much, too many, shall we say, opportunities for microbes to sit, you know, because they're windy and curly and things like that, you know, on the chest or underarm or pubic area. So we will shave you for surgery. But for the most part, we don't necessarily in medicine tell you to shave. And you're starting to see more and more of these stars pose with underarm hair. I think Rachel McAdams did. There's a lot of models that are now posing with underarm hair. And you know, start seeing more men with happy trails and things like that. And so we're going to talk about, you know, why do we shave and do you need to shave? So we first have to answer the question, why do we have the hair in the first place? Right? Why do we have underarm hair? What evolutionary purpose does underarm hair do? Well, first, it provides a barrier with the underarm. Your underarm has skin-on-skin friction, and the hair provides a slide, provides a barrier. If not, if you keep, you know, moving your arms and, you know, I don't know, you're dancing or whatever, you could get friction. Now, many of us shave our underarms. I shave them. And so, you know, but I just dance differently. So I kind of do this thing with how I'm doing this sort of thing, you know, so I don't necessarily do a bunch of this type of stuff. But the underarm hair, and, you know, men can attest to this because they keep their underarm hair, they get less chafing, they get less itching. Underarm hair is there also to help express odors. When in the animal kingdom, you needed to know if somebody was sexually mature, they could give off a scent, right, that would usually be once they were pubertal, and the underarms kind of can bellow that out. And so hair in the underarm region would be a way to alert somebody that that person, not so much in heat, but that person is sexually mature, so that if you did want to make a baby, you can make a baby with that person because they got some stinky underarm hair. Now, pubic hair. People ask, what is the purpose of that? Well, pubic hair is interesting, okay? You know, if you look at the shape, all right, you know, for women, per se, it's a triangle. And it's an arrow. It's not necessarily a triangle, it's an arrow. So if they are out in the wild, you know, and let's say they meet Dirk the caveman. And Dirk the caveman doesn't really know how to have sex. And he doesn't know where to go. All right? You got the boobies that are like, stop. Right? Boobies look like something like stop. And then you look down and you see the arrow. And it's like, you go there. Okay? Not going to be able to do much with the boobies. But if you go down there, that's where you're going to be able to get me pregnant. So it's an arrow. For men, right, you know, we men have enough, you know, 3D action where you don't necessarily need the pubic hair to attract the other person, you know, for attention down there. But where that holds an evolutionary role is, again, preventing friction. All right, so when somebody's engaged in sex, the hair there prevents friction. You know, same thing with hair in other parts of the area. Depending on certain positions, there's going to be hair that provides a buffer. So we have, though, this, I don't want to call it a fascination, but this obsession with we have to be shaped. And the reason why this obsession came about is early models and early photography and movies showed the smoother skin, and the smoother skin sold. And so individuals are like, well, I want my legs to look like that. I want my, you know, trust me, it would be so much easier to not shave. But I even prefer that look. I'd rather wear a tank top or a bathing suit shaved than anything else. But many individuals are like, well, I don't care. I don't have to have smooth legs. I don't have to have smooth underarms. I don't care. And so when individuals, you know, go the wax route, you know, Brazilian wax or bikini wax, and then they end up getting ingrown hairs or folliculitis, or they have trouble keeping it up, or they start to get stubble, you know, many individuals are finding that if you leave it alone, the hair actually becomes pretty soft. Now, I have friends, they're growing out their beards, and, you know, the early beard part, I'll always feel my friend's face, you know, and then it's like, yeah, it's kind of, you know, it feels like my legs every day. But when it grows out and the hair gets to have its oils and do its thing, you know, it gets softer. So, to shave or not to shave? So, you know, if you like it, and you think you feel great, and you know if you think it eliminates odor and you have less odor with it, go for it if that's what you like. But do you have to? Is there a medical reason for it? Do you have to have, you know, smooth? You really don't. You know, I do think the hair does add smell component to it. You know, if it, I do believe it could also harbor germs. And so I do think there is a cleanliness. So if there is somebody that, let's say, repeatedly gets, I don't know, infections, who knows, and they feel like they're going to be less likely to do that shaved, you know, go ahead. But I do think a lot of individuals produce pathology by doing that. Remember, our bodies have defense mechanisms. You know, how many of us shower every day? I shower 2 to 3 times a day. Not because I'm dirty. I just love the hot water on my back. You know, I got fibromyalgia and my back hurts and I don't want to take pills. I don't want to take medication. But if I stand in the shower, my back feels better. But I'm doing myself a disservice because every time I'm in the shower, I'm washing off the healthy bacteria. I have healthy bacteria on me that is preventing other bacteria or other pathogens from coming on. From, you know, jumping on the skin and finding cracks in the skin and are able to kind of go in. So, you know, hair is a defense mechanism. And for women, you know, some women are very, very frustrated that their hair down there encloses the vagina and that their partner has to basically do a scavenger hunt in order to get in there. But the reason why, and I explained to them, the reason why it's you were born that way, the reason why you were built that way as an adult is because the hair provides a lattice of protection so bacteria don't get up into the vagina. Some people are doing vaginoplasty where they reshape the lips of it so that it looks like a flower and it almost opens them up more. You don't want that. You are supposed to have all these layers closing it off such that if you are pregnant, you know, or you have a uterus or whatever, less get up in there. So your hair that has its own microbiome is your defense system. It's like the wall, you know, of Mordor. Okay? So, you know, as far as I'm concerned as a physician, you know, do what you want. But there's no medical that I know. There's no medical rule that you need to be shaving. Now, I do have a lot of swimmer friends that shave their arms. And I get that. You know, some of us, you know, will be a little bit more hairy in the arms, and so we might want smoother arms. But I had friends who were on the swim team that were told to shave their arms and legs to decrease their resistance. So sometimes that could happen, too. But, I mean, I don't really do pull-ups and stuff. I just shave my underarms just because I'm not really good with hair. I already got so much hair, upper lip. You know, I'm starting to get some hair up there, and it's like I just don't need it. But honestly, it would be interesting, and it would probably be a breath of fresh air for all of us women to say, you know what, for a year, let's just not do that. Although that did happen in the lockdown. I can't believe how much facial hair and unibrows and untrimmed noses and ears I saw throughout the pandemic. Because people were like, well, who cares? And I got to tell you, it was really nice wearing a mask. So that's always an idea. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know. Shave or not to shave? I'm mixed. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update.
Today we celebrate the ironclad alliance, the shared vision of our future, and the deep friendship that unites the Republic of Korea and the United States.
President Biden welcoming Yoon Suk Yeol, the president of South Korea, to the White House. The state visit comes on the heels of a nuclear agreement between Washington and Seoul. House Republican leaders say they believe they have the votes to pass their bill that ties a debt ceiling hike to spending cuts. The White House says the debt ceiling should be raised without conditions, as past Congresses and presidents have done. More severe weather is coming to the USA today. Storms will threaten more than 7 million people around the Dallas Metroplex and another 30 million all over the South. Damaging winds, severe thunderstorms, and large hail. Flooding is making life miserable around the Mississippi, especially around Iowa. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was in the grocery store about a year ago, and I was looking at vitamins, and I used to, as a kid, eat Flintstones. My parents would give me a Flintstones vitamin, and they were so, like, tasty. There were the purple, the pink, the orange. There would be Fred and Wilma. So I would eat Flintstones vitamins. Fantastic marketing technique. Not sure exactly how much vitamins we really got out of it, but it got kids to be pro-vitamin. because they could eat a little Flintstones candy-like thing. Then, throughout the decades, we evolved to now have gummies. And a lot of parents were like, wait a second here. I don't like swallowing vitamins. Personally, me, I can't stand swallowing pills. I don't like the taste of pills. And so I'm looking at these kids' gummies, what my kids get to take, and I'm like, well, why don't I just have two? If my kids are having one gummy, let me read the label, maybe I can have two gummies. Well, the gummy industry, the gummy industry learned, look, adults want gummies too. And they're like, well, if we could do vitamins and gummies, what about other supplements? So for some of us who were taking the chalky white melatonin-looking pill, they have melatonin gummies. And I'm in the store last year, and I see these red, orange, green, gumdrop-looking things. And they say melatonin 5 milligrams, melatonin 10 milligrams. I'm thinking to myself, I could buy this, only chew off half of one, and get 5, because you really don't want to be taking 10 milligrams of melatonin at a time. You don't want to overdo it, because you know, you don't want to mess up your body's own circadian rhythm if you are jet-lagged. And I see people popping these melatonin gummies for the taste, and that could be a problem. We really have a insomnia epidemic. And I talk about it, but not a lot of other people talk about it. Everyone's worried about the fentanyl, which they should be. They're worried about obesity crisis. They're worried about social media. But I am seeing a slew of individuals who require something to fall asleep every night. And sleeping pill addictions are exploding. And one reason why is people are self-treating. Over-the-counter Tylenol PM, Unisom, melatonin. Well, one study is saying that some of these melatonin gummies and cannabis gummies have higher levels of drug that we might think, which could actually be dangerous. This study looked at common supplements, and they found 9 in 10 were inaccurately labeled. One melatonin supplement contained 347% more, 4.5 times more melatonin than was listed. Another didn't have any melatonin at all, and instead had cannabis in it. This was over the counter. Now, what happens if you take too much melatonin? Vomiting, diarrhea, seizing. Mind you, kids can take these gummies. If you look, these gummies look identical. The bottles look identical. I went into the cupboard to grab a vitamin, and I almost grabbed the melatonin. And I'm like, okay, this is not good. Now, luckily, my sons are now using adult vitamins, and they're swallowing pills. They're not going to the gummies. But, you know, I do. I like the gummies there. The gummies are tasty. Can't be having those mix of melatonin. And if there's cannabis in these, that could really mess with kids as well. So there was a report that said that the number of children overdosing on melatonin has skyrocketed in the past decade, 530%. And if you look at the bottles, the calcium, the vitamin D, they all look alike. And if the child can't read it, and they're tasty. They're really tasty. I've had a melatonin gummy. They're tasty. So the supplement industry, they say, is a $45.3 billion per year and growing industry. It's not subject to the same regulations because they're not pharmaceuticals. They're dietary supplements. So researchers from the University of Mississippi sent 25 products labeled as melatonin gummies to the lab for testing. They were listed on the National Institutes of Health database, which is comprehensive database of dietary supplements. And the study author, Dr. Pieter Cohen, an associate professor of medicine at Cambridge Health Alliance, told CNN that the regulatory framework for supplements is broken. The manufacturers are not complying with the law, and the FDA is not enforcing the law, so that means we have a lot of poor quality products out there. 88% of the gummies were inaccurate. The remaining had a quantity of melatonin, which was within 10% of the quantity. 5 of the products said cannabis, CBD, was an ingredient in the gummies, with the amount varying from 10.6 to 31.3 milligrams per serving. So if you're trying to pass a drug test, now I get the drug test usually tests for THC, but if you don't want cannabis in your body and you don't want to grow a tolerance to it, you're going to have to be careful what you put in your mouth over the counter. They said the true quantity of CBD was found to be between 104% and 118% of what was written on the label. And some of them weren't even supposed to have it. The U.S. FDA said on its website it is currently illegal to market CBD by adding it to a food or labeling it as a dietary supplement. So that's a problem. We have no data that is now urging that children have CBD. If you have a child with intractable seizures, we do have Epidiolex. We do have certain drugs that will help those, like Dravet's syndrome, where some of these children have severe seizure disorders. But we don't want you self-medicating. And you need to, if you are using an anti-seizure medication, there needs to be some accuracy to the dosing. Now, many parents are giving their kids melatonin to sleep. It blows my mind that we have children with insomnia. And these children are requiring medications to sleep. If they're already addicted or dependent to sleeping medications, whether it's melatonin or not, I don't know how they're going to function later in life. Many sleeping medications, after a while, stop working. And the super strong ones will also eventually stop working, and they're controlled substances. And melatonin in kids can cause agitation, headaches, drowsiness, more frequent bedwetting. They can also have an allergic reaction. They said melatonin is a hormone, and it could affect puberty, menstrual cycles, and overproduction of the hormone prolactin, which means it can even affect later breast milk. So that's a problem. A Canadian study found that 16 melatonin brands had melatonin dose between 17% and 478% of what it labeled. Then you can't even trust the labels anymore. And melatonin we use for our sleep-wake cycle. Levels rise in the evening when the sun goes down. That kind of makes you sleepy. You go to bed. Then it drops during the day. Some people will take it to help them with jet lag, but you have other individuals that, you know, I feel tired on it. I like the way I feel, so I'm going to just use it. And we've been, since the mid-90s, having it available for people to buy. So there's been a fivefold uptick in people using them. So if you do have a sleeping issue, all right, again, you're not alone. Okay, your doctor is not going to be surprised. They're not going to think you're trying to abuse medications. We want individuals who have trouble sleeping to get sleep. Poor sleep has been linked to cancer, heart disease, dementia, diabetes, depression, anxiety. But you need car accidents, workplace injuries. But when you treat yourself, you might not be getting the medication you think you are. 1-877-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have, throughout the years even, been a little mixed on how your doctor has brought up weight. Some of you have felt your doctor fat-shamed you. Never went back to your doctor because your doctor said that you were too fat. Now, they didn't say it like that. They probably said you need to lose weight. But some of you were insulted and embarrassed by that and didn't go back.
And I get that. Some people, they want to feel good going to the doctor. They want to feel like they're, you know, they don't have to worry about other things. Other people are going to the doctor for some honest advice. And if somebody is overweight and that puts them at risk for heart disease, cancer, arthritis, depression, dementia, you know, some people want the truth. Some people don't. All right, well, teach their own. Find the doctor that appeals to you. But there's been a lot of discussions on how do we bring it up. And there's also been some debate if we bring it up at all. Now, most medical circles agree you've got to bring up weight. Obesity is not helpful health-wise, even though some studies have suggested that overweight seniors live longer than skinnier seniors. And there's been, you know, some discussion, you know, people who fall have a little bit more tissue, might have a little bit more cushion. But the consensus is weight is not very healthy. Well, now, some individuals have suggested that our obsession with weight and urging people to lose weight could be white supremacy. And there's a journalist named Virginia Soul Smith, who I guess has a new book, Fat Talk, and she says that the fat phobia we have is traced back to the end of slavery in the U.S. She states that when slavery was abolished and African Americans started gaining rights, white supremacists sought to maintain old inequalities by demonizing black bodies and glamorizing thinness. So she suggests that these are a maintenance of a white supremacy and patriarchal system. So here's the thing, okay? And as a physician, all right, you know, my goals are probably different than others, but my goal is to relay to you the studies, relay to you my opinion, teach you about what could be going on, and then help you make your decision. Or not, if you don't want to make a decision right now, no big deal. And the obesity issue isn't about we want you to look good. And it's not about we don't want pockets of fat under your chin or under your arm or a smaller tushy. We, as doctors, and some of you have seen my transcripts. I put my UNLV, my undergrad transcript, so you can see the classes I took and the grades I got. Don't laugh. No, I did pretty good, but we took a lot of physiology. We took a lot of chemistry. Fat is a very sticky, oily thing in your body. You don't really want a lot of it. And on top of that, we physicians, I mean, I can't speak for all of us, but for me, if I am trying to urge us to control our weight, it's the act of being active. I'm not telling you to make your butt smaller. I'm not telling you to lose the double chin. I'm telling you to be more active. A beautiful side effect of being more active and exercising is weight control. But we doctors don't necessarily tell you to have smaller boobies. Now, my breast doctor did. He told me they're too big. I got to do something about that. And that means I would have to lose weight. And I get that. You know, in the women in my family, we hit all letters of the alphabet with our breast cups. It's a shame. But that's just what happens. But, you know, so if I am urging a good BMI and a healthy weight, it's not about you fitting into your jeans or your shirt or overalls. It's about making sure you're active, making sure you're putting down the Coca-Cola, making sure you aren't eating a fatty steak or fried chicken. And there's no, I'm not trying to perpetuate a stereotype or a race or a, you know, and the reason why we physicians do it that way is we understand that some of us have different body builds. people of different races may have different builds. They may have an apple shape, a pear shape, weight on top, weight on the bottom, more curves. We understand that. But if you have a better muscle-to-fat ratio, and you're eating healthy, and you're exercising, and you're keeping your bones strong, and you're working on your heart rate and your cardiac output and your lung function, and you're sleeping well, that's what we care about. And so I want these authors to be very careful about making insinuations such that it's going to scare people into bringing up, okay, we need to work on our weight, and being accused of being racist. I mean, we all need to. There are overweight individuals in all races, all body types, all genders. And it's our job to recommend a healthy process that could lead to strong bones, healthier hearts, less arteriosclerosis, artery clogging, and less weight. See, the abdominal fat deposits around the organs. Some of you have noticed that your blood tests come back with your liver enzymes up. And your doctor says you have fatty liver. Now, fatty liver could be from alcohol. It could be from injury to the liver. But it could also be from you eating too much fat. The fat has to deposit somewhere. It could only go in the neck so much. It could only go in the boobies or the butt. Or the thighs. So, you know, and maybe this author, maybe there were individuals after slavery that want, who knows? But that's not why today we medical professionals are recommending that people watch their weight. And again, it's not that we want you to just watch your weight. We want you to be exercising. You know, we want getting a good night's sleep helps you with your metabolism. Doing, you know, I don't want everybody running marathons if they don't feel up to it, but if you can, incorporate weights, weight-bearing exercises, walking, being more active, you need to do it. Our pets need to walk. Many people had fat pets during the pandemic because they weren't allowed to go outside, or they were afraid to go outside, so their animal didn't get walked. Okay, it's the process. You need to be more active. And so people have to be very, very careful starting to label things when we're trying to, some of the more unhealthy states seem to be in the South. They have the highest levels of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, obesity. So would it be racist to ignore that and not try to help individuals? So if we're going to be accused of being racist, trying to bring up, good eating habits and exercise habits, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And so I think we need to, we need to change the conversation to when we do recommend weight loss, it's that whole process where we have to be more active, eat right, and, be aware of where fat deposits in our body. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.